Hey, Rockets, this is Mr. Ruzak, principal here at John Marshall High School, coming live from the principal's office in an impromptu Rocket Hour podcast, but this is a special podcast. This is a Rocket slash Panther podcast today because I'm hosting state-renowned, world-recognized hockey champs in the area of southeastern Minnesota, and we're hoping state champs after the state tournament. So, without further ado, I'm going to let these guys introduce themselves. Tell us where your elementary school, middle school, and now high school. First and last name so we know who we're talking to. We'll start over here to my left.
My name is Brody Jocelyn, Jefferson Elementary, Kellogg Middle School, and Century High School.
Welcome, Brody.
My name is Cooper. I went to Hoover, and then I went to Kellogg, and now I'm at Century.
Awesome. My name is Aiden Emmerich. I went to Gibbs Elementary, and then I was at Kellogg, and then Century.
My name is Ole Fievold. I am from Gibbs Elementary, and then I went to John Adams Middle School, and then John Marshall High School.
Fantastic. So, did any of you have me as an elementary principal?
I believe I did.
Yeah. Now that you guys say it, this is kind of cool. Full circle. All right. So today you had your first Pep Fest at JM. We just talked about on the walk over that you're going to have Pannekuchen for lunch.
Yeah.
What's your order? Go through the group. What are you going to order? I heard steak and eggs.
I don't know. It's a weird timing. Do I go with lunch or breakfast?
Yeah, why not both? Don't choose.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going breakfast.
I'm going basic eggs, hash browns, waffles, patty links, and chocolate milk.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm probably going to go with the blueberry pannekuchen. It's pretty legendary, but most of the guys want me to do steak and eggs, but I don't know. The blueberry pannekuchen's pretty good.
Steak and egg sounds solid.
Yeah, no, I think I'm just going to go with the classic skillet, just some eggs, some sausage links, not much to it, a little bit of protein here and there. I know we're going to get fed once we get up to the city.
So truth. Gotta, probably a pasta feed tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I might have to be the one on the team and get the steak and eggs or the steak and bacon. I just kind of want the steak.
Steak and bacon?
Steak and bacon would be, bacon. That's really going hardcore protein. I appreciate that. All right, so tell me a little bit, you guys, and you can kind of decide who wants to share, but this is a unique team. I remember last year in about this time, I would imagine, folks were starting to talk about, gosh, what are we going to do next year? And kind of two storied programs, the conversation was started, and then how is it going to work? Clearly, it's worked pretty darn well. What are your guys, how was the feel from the start of the year to now?
I think all of us were probably kind of anxious and nervous to see how it would go with some new guys. But, personally, I can say that Ole Fievold and Brock Clary have brought so much culture to the locker room that they really brought a lot of winning culture to this team.
Yeah, I like it. Good. What else?
Thank you, Connor. Just as a JM kid and having to find out that we have a spot to play is obviously huge for us. And just all the Century boys bringing us in is pretty sweet. And I think we bonded pretty well.
Yeah, talking to your coaches, they said that it wasn't really that hard to get you guys. Had you guys played maybe in younger years together?
Yeah, we all really played youth together, so it wasn't that big of a transition. I mean, we had a few years that we didn't really play together, but I mean, before that, we were all on the same team. So.
Familiar with play style and personalities and oh, that's very cool. All right, so talk about the last week's big victory. What was the final? 5-1.
4-1.
They gave you an extra goal.
Yeah, we scored so many that
we let them have one. So they could get their own goal.
Not only are you champions, you're also gracious and gave a goal so that they could just get what was that feeling like? Were you guys ready for it? Was it a bit of a surprise? I mean, clearly the glass shattering was a bit of a surprise, but what was it like to get that big victory?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was electric after the game when we heard the buzzer. We kind of just realized that we did it. I know Ole was on the ice and the glass broke. He's kind of the reason, so maybe he has more. What was happening on the ice there?
I was just so much adrenaline was going through me after that goal. It was huge for me because I was freaking out.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what to do. I just ran into the student section. And then after, I didn't even really realize that, like, the glass broke until, like, I got through the handshake line, and I, like, look back, and I can just see a big pile of shards on the ice. It was kind of crazy.
There were some epic pictures, for sure.
Yeah.
I can say I watched a lot of hockey. I have not seen it where two panes of glass shatter from fans. So
Our fans just went too hard.
Yeah, they definitely did.
I
would say
too hard. I mean, that's what we expect out of
them. Right.
That's the standard that our student section has.
Yeah. Well, we're going to the XL Energy Center for tomorrow's game. Mm-hmm. I feel like their glass will withstand the punishment. The Wild
We don't know.
We don't know. We'll see.
We don't put anything past our student section. I mean, it's just those guys are just different animals.
Yeah.
They know what's up.
That's all right. We're bringing some attack to the XL Energy Center.
Yeah.
Have any of you ever skated on the big ice at the XL?
I don't know. I haven't.
No?
I've been on the ice, but I haven't skated.
Okay, all right. What's your, is there going to be any nerves just about the venue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
I think for sure.
Once we get out there for the first period, see everyone there.
Yeah, but I mean, in the end, we're just there to play hockey, and it's strictly business, so we just,
I like that mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, a killer.
Yeah, killer instinct. Yeah.
Well, this is super cool, you guys, and I'm really grateful. As you look at kind of your season, how many of you are seniors? I didn't ask you that. What are your grades?
Yeah, I'm a senior. Yeah.
Senior?
Same. Yep.
Senior?
No, I'm junior.
Junior?
I'm a junior, too.
So we've got two juniors, two seniors. So you're sending off a senior class, right?
Yeah.
We want to walk away. Obviously, this is a monumental success regardless. It's really fun. I can say, as a old guy sitting in this podcast, it's really exciting to have your guys' accomplishments transfer into our students. We have kids at JM that really probably have never even watched hockey before who are excited about this vibe and feel. So you're creating hockey fans by what you guys have done.
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, this is the baseline now. Next year, you guys are going to have to go back to state.
Truth.
Again, so.
Mm-hmm. Truth. Yeah, I think that this is setting us up for some really great years. A legacy.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's an expectation.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate that. Practice at 10. I got to get you guys out of here for practice.
Yeah,
we got to go, hone in our skills, get ready for the XL.
Do you get any practice time on the X ice or no?
No, sadly not.
No, unfortunately not. Yeah. Just our warm-up.
Warm-up, all right.
How long is it? 10 minutes.
Yeah. I think it's 10 minutes because, they got to clear everybody off, get that ice clean, and get the next group in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll be there. Tickets sold out very quickly, and the X is going to be packed. And we won't try to damage any glass, but certainly we'll try and break some eardrums as we're screaming and yelling, and hopefully we'll get to keep screaming and yelling all the way through till Saturday would be the final game, correct?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
All right. Well, I won't keep you guys from panicking because I can see it. It's in your brains. You're ready to eat some delicious breakfast, brunch, lunch type atmosphere.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. I'm super grateful you guys could do this. Pep Fest at Century then before you leave, and then you're cruising up north.
Yep. We get the fire truck escort too.
No.
And police.
And police.
What?
And police.
Out of the city?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's really cool.
No big deal.
Right after the assembly?
Yeah. Not a big deal at all.
You guys are a big deal. Certified big deal.
Yeah, I mean, we're on a Section 1AA champ, so we'll do what we want.
Truth. Now let's say Section 1AA state champs. That's what we're shooting for, correct?
Yeah, Section 1AA state champs.
Man, oh man. All right, anybody you want to give a shout out to before we close out?
You got one?
I got one.
Moms always appreciate it.
Shout out Alex Murphy, Unreal Coach.
Yeah. All right.
And Drew Fleming. Hey, Mom.
Yeah, and shout out Pete. He did a ton of work this year.
His locker room, his starting lineup intros were top tier. I know we had a few guys here. We had Terpstra here.
Yep.
We had Tyler Stark. They didn't quite make it with us, but I think that they did a lot for the program. So.
Yeah. Just Alex Murphy. He's a big guy. And then Pete with the starting intros. He was a beast at the starting intros. And then, hi, Mom.
Hey, Grandma, Grandpa. What's up?
There you go. Now, you have to share it. So this will be listened to on Apple Podcasts. It'll be listened on Spotify. It's just called the Rocket Hour Student Podcast. And we'll title it the
The Section 1 AA
Section 1 AA champs.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, you guys. As always, listeners, thank you for listening. Today, it's exciting for me to say go Rockets and go Panthers because we've got a heck of a team here, and they're going to go up there and put on a show for us at the XL Energy Center. Hope everybody gets to go up and see it. If you don't, it's going to be you can find it live streamed on a number of different places at 11 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then once they win, they'll be playing later in the evening on Friday, but you can follow that through the MSHS website. We'll show the brackets and the updates on these amazing, amazing hockey players. 1977 was the last state champion in southeastern Minnesota, and these guys are hoping to be the next.
Yep.
Good luck, fellas. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Ruzick.